This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast version of Ben and Woods. Thanks for finding us wherever you are, radio.com, downloading the radio.com app, or, of course, you can listen to us on your smart speaker, and make sure you subscribe so you get our content every single day.
Absolutely. And there's lots of other podcasts from other hosts here in the building and here at 97.3. Make sure to check those out as well. But right now, back to Ben and Woods.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Well, by the skin of our teeth, we made it on the air here on a Friday. It is Ben and Woods. Good morning to all of you out there listening. Thanks for getting up early. Thanks for being here on time, Tier 1 listeners who are up and awake. My name's Woodsy. I'm half of Ben and Woods. Ben will be here shortly. To my right, he's back. Back and proud. The Hammer.
What's up,
hi,
man?
Buddy.
Feels good to be back.
You know, typically in this opening break, you've been gone a couple of days, we would get back to see what you've been up to. All right, talk about your illness, your 2 days you missed being sick. But today the focus is squarely on Paul Reindel, our executive producer. Paul just got here.
I missed you, Hammer.
Thanks, buddy. Man,
let's
holy
not talk
cow.
About me. No, we should talk about you. I missed you, man.
Nah, man.
I missed you a lot on Wednesday.
All right. I'm okay. I'm okay right now. But about 15 minutes ago, I was pretty panicked because, well, and I'll tell you, we'll go through the whole gamut of emotions. Pauly, first of all, welcome back, or welcome to the show today.
Hello.
Whew. All right.
There's so many ways we can attack this.
Yeah, there really is. So I got here at 4, I'm not going to say on time. I get here at 4 every day, and the window is about 3:58 to 4:07 is about the latest I'll walk in. So I got here. I didn't see Paul's car. I'm like, man, no big deal. Walk up, wait for Paul. It's about 4:15. I'm cranking out some work. 4:20, about 4:30. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, man, this is now I'm starting to panic. And so I text Paul this, ... Nothing. I didn't get anything back. Now, I'm not going to lie. There's a part of me that was like, all right, I'm going to test this guy. I'm going to see what's what. Now, I didn't start blowing him up. About 10 minutes later, about 4:40 is when I really started, panic started to set in because I don't know how to get us going on the air. So at 4:40, I called.
I got 4:39. I got a ... And at 4:43 is the next text. And then
it was like, hey, man, what's up? Answer.
I said, dude, wake up.
Wake up.
And then two phone calls.
Yes.
I heard the first one, I believe, but I was too busy trying to. I don't even know what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
You honestly look fantastic. He does. He's color coordinated and everything.
And then the second one, I was already like getting onto the freeway.
Oh my God. So he answers the phone and he's like, dude, I'm on my way. I'm like, where are you? How far? He's like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And that was like 15 minutes ago. So he got here. We're on the air. He got us on. But I realized something. Look, man, and believe me when I say this, this is true. My initial reaction was, I hope that Paulie's okay, because I was driving to work today through the thickest fog I've ever driven through. I was going 29 miles an hour on the freeway because I couldn't see 5 feet in front of me. So my initial thought from a place of love was, I hope Paul is not lying in a ditch somewhere. And when he didn't answer his phone, I started to panic. I texted Ben. I go, dude, Paul's not here. I don't know what's going on. I wasn't like mad. And Ben's like, dude, I hope he's okay. I'm like, yeah, me too. So the first initial thought was he's lying in a ditch and this is going to be bad. My next initial thought was, well, show must go on. We're here. We got to get this thing on. Hammer doesn't know how to run the board. Nope. I walked over there and looked at it. It was like Chinese. I looked at it. I was like, this may as well be in Chinese symbols because I had no idea what to do. I've never run this system before.
It's a little intimidating.
It is. It's very intimidating. It's called Wide Orbit. And I believe we're the only radio station, radio company in America that still that uses Wide Orbit. I've done Next Gen before. That's the other one. I can do Next Gen, no problem. I can get us cranked. So then I started to panic and think, well, can I get Jack from next door to at least get us on the air? We can explain what's going on and let everybody know it may be a train wreck. Paulie is here. We are massively underprepared. He's working on getting things under. And listen, you know I've been listening to a lot of Stern lately. And I thought to myself, what would Howard do? Howard?
I don't want to know.
Are you Howard? And
I've listened to plenty of Howard's stuff. I don't want to know.
I don't know that I have it in me. I really don't know. Like, I'm not happy that Paul was late because I feel like maybe the show will suffer a little bit because, you know, I was panicked and maybe I'm not going to be as good. But that being said, we're all professionals. We'll rise above. Paul will get everything done. It's just going to be a little later than usual. I don't have it in me to be mean to Paul. Now, if Paul walked in and was like, dude, stop being a jerk, man. Like, sorry. And like, if you were a jerk about it, that's when I would lose my mind.
I was fully prepared.
He was panicked. When I talked to him on the phone, he's panicked.
Yeah, this is one bad game of an MVP season.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right, Hammer. I mean, it's, you know, listen, everybody makes mistakes. I make a ton. You know, I don't want somebody yelling at me for every mistake I make. So I'm glad he's here. Like, now we can all just together. Let's do this together. We'll just go 1, 2, 3, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. 1, 2, 3. And you guys can play along at home too. So yeah, I'm glad Paulie's here. We'll get it squared away.
Good news is I got the weekend to figure things out.
Okay, so I know what happened, by the way.
And we all do.
Now this is where I'm not going to be a jerk, but I'm going to make a little fun of Paul. So Paul got a new phone yesterday.
Oh, did he?
And you know how I know Paul got a new phone? Because he tweeted about it.
He
was really, really excited about his new phone.
The most basic thing you can do is tweet about your new iPhone.
Yeah, you're a basic, Paulie, you're a basic bitch. That's what you
took
are.
Took you this long to figure that out?
Starbucks. Pictures of your Starbucks and pictures of your new iPhone. So 13 hours ago.
I've never tweeted a picture of my Starbucks.
13 hours ago, Paul Reindel, at Paul Reindel SD, tweets, yeah, sex is cool and all, but have you ever upgraded from an iPhone 7 to an iPhone 11? Hammer's stifling a laugh. Hammer can't look at you right now. So, our guy gets himself a new phone. And he's so happy he tweets about it. But he doesn't know how to work the alarm on his new phone. Or was the volume down?
The alarm was on.
But so the volume
must have
was
been
down.
The volume.
See, Hammer said it was the volume.
Yeah, because my old phone had issues where if it was laying flat, you wouldn't hear or see the notifications. You had to have it raised up. I don't know why. So I don't know if that's what it had to do with it, but I definitely set the alarms.
It's my favorite part that the phone that he was so happy about and was bragging about on Twitter.
It sabotaged him.
That's the thing. It gets you.
Now,
is this a lesson learned?
Yeah. And there's another reason that I have to tell you. Well, not a reason. I'm not making excuses, but a contributing factor. But I'll have to tell you guys off the air because my girlfriend's going to listen to this in a couple hours. And then she's
what? You can't mad. Say. Like, what'd she do? She keep you up all night with a little.
Yeah, right.
He's
too busy with his iPhone.
No, I was not feeling well last night. And I think that played a little bit of a factor into
it.
Oh,
what a wuss.
So why weren't you feeling well?
Well, I had a post-op meeting with the surgeon from my gangrene gallbladder surgery a couple weeks ago. Everything was great. He said, yeah, everything looks swell and you're good to go. You are right on the road to recovery. You can start working out lightly. You can gradually start up in that, you know, bringing that up.
Sure.
I was like, yes. And on Thursdays we play softball.
You did not go play softball last night.
Of course I did.
With stitches and recovering wounds and like
I was,
you have an app you have
I was a, medically cleared.
You were. He said you can gradually.
I asked him specifically about softball that night.
And he said you're good
to
go.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. I didn't go crazy. I played first base instead of short.
Okay.
And
did you take violent swings?
No. We had a because we have a. Never mind. No, I didn't. I
was all right. All right. Fine.
Got home.
Should you have played last night?
No.
Correct. All right.
Well, no. You go. Got home and had the spins, the dizzy, the lightheaded feeling, till about 12:30.
This softball team needs to work on load management.
Yeah,
this is awful.
You should
took a month off.
You should be load managed. I need to have a word with your manager. But anyway, you're here. It's fine.
Freaking Roman's calling me a boomer because I didn't know how to turn on the alarm. The alarm was on, Roman. Pipe down over there.
Clearly it wasn't. But that's a good lesson. It's maybe a humbling experience to brag about your new phone on Twitter, and then it bites you in the ass.
I was going to brag about anything. I'd brag about how I drove over here this morning.
Like Richard,
which is very impressive.
Like Richard Petty.
He got it in like 10 minutes, and he said 10 minutes.
He did. Actually, he's like, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And he walked in. I was like, thank God.
It might have been 9.
Thank God. And it's a little bit of a drive, but
I'm not proud. There was a cop.
Oh, man. You're gonna get a ticket in the mail for like running a red light. Probably
I've gotten one of those.
Speaking of that,
they didn't have the cameras.
Speaking of that, flashing. You know what I woke up to this morning, and I'm so pissed. When I went to Arizona, and we rented a big old Yukon for all the baseball gear when I went out to play the World Series. When I dropped the rental car off, the guy goes, "Oh, what's this? It looked like somebody had scraped the back of it." And it wasn't me. I didn't scrape anything. I think somebody might have, like, hit me in a parking lot and didn't say anything. So I'm like, yeah, I have no idea. You know, what do you want to do? I didn't do the insurance because I have my own insurance. Well, I woke up this morning, and they had sent me my final receipt, like, what, 8 weeks ago? This morning I woke up to a $337 bill that I got from them for the scrape on the Tahoe. I thought I had skated. I didn't.
Oh,
they took it in. Got it fixed. Happy Friday. So we're already off and running today. Ben is on his way in, and we'll get it figured out. I'm gonna rise above it. It does spin me out when things aren't normal.
Like, but I'm
I don't have Hammer is back. That's a good thing. But you're out Monday, so like the whole thing just sucks.
Yeah, a little pinch hit.
Oh man, the whole thing just sucks. But it is a tier one takeover today. We got our girl Fryer Gal coming in today.
Nice.
One of those people where I know her very well and have like talked to her 1,000. Don't know her real name. I know her as Fryer Gal.
She's already tweeted in.
She's up and listening. So she'll be here later. She's coming in to hang out. If you want to be a part of that, just go sign up on our website. We have people in every Friday. It's a lot of fun. And as we wait for Ben, do we know what we're doing next, Pauly?
Yeah. I was going to say, look at your rundown.
I don't have one.
I emailed it to you yesterday.
I don't.
You could have read it yesterday.
I don't. Well, listen, you're in no position at this point to tell me what I could be doing. Because usually I have one in front of me, but I don't.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Tell me more about the features on your new phone.
I'm just saying.
Maybe you should tweet about it.
I
just
will.
Tweet about
you
it.
You can open up the
tell
phone
me how,
like this, and
tell
you can
me how
actually
great
go
is.
To the docs, and you can
Where's my rundown? Where is my rundown?
Coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, okay. Let me show you.
Steve Govett.
Here's what I got. Here's the last rundown I have.
I see you're logged in. I can see it says Stephen Woods right there.
Here's the rundown I have from an old... Hold on.
I'm looking right there.
Here's the rundown. Steve Govett. All right. SEALs president, Steve Govett, coming up next. Great big announcement yesterday.
I missed it.
For the SEALs.
I'm excited.
Oh, you are going to really like this one.
Oh, now, you're going to love this one. All right, listen. All right, we'll be back. We're going to figure this out. Thank you guys for tuning in, and off and running. .3 The Fan, it's Ben and Woods. We're getting our ass together in here. It's funny, I used to open one of my shows with this song, so it's cool. It like brought back memories of one of the many incarnations of my radio career here in San Diego. And we're trying to get it all together. Got a couple of good bits we're working on in here, too. I had a full-on hacksaw moment yesterday. Full-on. And I got called out for it immediately on Twitter. So we'll do a little compare and contrast on that later. Right now, though, man, I was so excited about this announcement. I've known about it for a while, been waiting to tell you guys about it. And it's going to be a really fun event that the San Diego Seals are doing. I went out to training camp yesterday and watched the boys practice and realized, you know what it is now, Paulie? You know my number one sport, baseball, by far. My number two sport is probably, let's just say football. College and pro are tied. Lacrosse is my third favorite sport. It is in the top three now. I love it so much.
Wow.
I am so on board with that sport now, and it took me all of 10 minutes watching practice yesterday to get so fired up for the season. But Seals president Steve Govett was on with us yesterday. This is a really cool announcement. Would love to have everybody involved in it. Listen here. It's Steve Govett on our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight.
Joining us right now is the president of the San Diego Seals, Steve Govett. Steve, it is good to have you back on Ben and Woods. Welcome to season number two of Seals Lacrosse.
Fellas, how are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Big day today. The guys are at practice now, or 30 minutes, or 26 minutes away from the first practice of camp, correct?
I am at the practice facility. There are a number of players on the floor. Guys are pretty excited. The new knock-around field at our practice facility. Woodsy, wait till you see this. Pretty impressive.
Same place as last year, yeah. Right? Or am I going somewhere else?
Same place, but we've kind of taken it over and have the opportunity to clean it up and brand it and turn it into our own home. So pretty excited about that.
They've upgraded. That's what the Seals seem to do.
That's what they do. You should see the roster, my friend. Oh, my God. We got some new players in. There's a lot of excitement. Obviously, I'm very biased, but guys even like Ben were like, I can't wait. This
How
is gonna
long
be a
before
lot of
someone
fun.
Takes like a hard stick in practice? I mean, do they try to avoid that on the first day, or could there actually be like some bruises and bumps and that go on in the first day?
Hard stick. There might be fights.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Yes. So jumping right into it.
Guys are fighting for roster spots here. Come on now.
All right, looking. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the second season coming up.
Here. I am too. I cannot wait.
All right, Woods, I'll let you take over.
All right, I'm taking over because this is something we've been talking about for a while. And again, we're talking to Steve Govett, president of the Seals, with a big announcement. And I know you guys have worked your tails off to get this thing done. Steve, tell everybody what they can be. You know, we're all excited about the season, but what is the big, big announcement for Seals fans?
Well, we're going to have two really big announcements in the coming weeks. But today, very excited to talk about our February 1st game. Our February 1st home game is now scheduled to be played at Orleans Arena in Las Vegas.
Oh,
in a pretty big opportunity for us to, you know, spread the game. Super Bowl Sunday weekend, playing on the Saturday night in Las Vegas. There's going to be a lot of people there. League-based initiative for us to grow the game, and Vegas is a great opportunity. We took advantage of a couple scheduling anomalies at Pechanga Arena and allowed ourselves an opportunity to play a really cool game outside the market in Vegas. We're excited about what we're going to provide for our season ticket holders and the opportunities for them to, you know, to get hotel rooms with their season tickets. And more than half of our fan base and season ticket base is going to get free hotel rooms in Vegas. For this thing, Super Bowl watch party, pretty fired up about that. This is the first time in NLL history we're going to be playing outside the market and in Las Vegas. So February 1st, fired up for that opportunity.
Yeah, start planning your trips now. Get your season tickets now. That way you can get hooked up with tickets to the game, a hotel room, whatever. But I noticed you said it is technically a home game for us. Who is your home PA announcer?
Well, considering the fact that you were the only guy that wanted the job. No, I'm kidding.
Correct.
We're super excited to have our good friend Woodsy call the game up in Vegas in front of our hometown crowd that's going to fill that arena.
You say that now until, but you've never seen me in Vegas. I don't know how excited I'm kind of a lunatic. You think I'm bad here. Where do you get me? I may need to come in day of the game.
Well, you do morning radio, so I've heard you in the morning. I don't know what you're like after a whole day at a pool in Vegas.
I don't take my shirt off much at a pool in Vegas, but it's more of sitting inside the casino. But no, listen, I'm fired up too. I know you guys have worked really hard.
I guess
on
I'm
it.
Fascinated here. So correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. As you said, if you buy a season ticket for the Seals, you're going to get a free hotel room in Vegas to come to that game since it's a home game.
So it's not every category of season ticket, okay. Kenny. It's some of the categories, but we're going to say more than 50% of those categories of season ticket members do get free hotel rooms up there. So our best consumers, our best customers, we're going to take care of with free hotel rooms for those accounts, and they're going to be able to join us in Vegas. They can get up there, that short 4 or 5 hours.
Well, you can
drive
up there. That's not a problem. Yeah. But it's cool that you're kind of including that.
We're going to take care of our season ticket holders.
Yeah. You want to make sure they can get to all the home games, even the one that is in Las Vegas. So I understand.
Absolutely.
That.
And those season ticket holders that are not necessarily in that category do have the chance to upgrade today if they want to do that. They want to call the season ticket office and get on the phone with them and start that process there. They're waiting for the calls now at 619-375-3755 or sealslax.com. So those season ticket members, anybody else that wants to get season tickets and get a free hotel opportunity up in Vegas for a weekend, well, now's your chance.
Well, that is a big announcement. Very cool. Expanding the reach of lacrosse in the Southwest United States. Good luck, Steve. We're looking forward to the opener. When's opening day again?
December the 14th at Pechanga Arena. We're on the road for December 7th in Buffalo, but December 14th at Pechanga Arena against the Toronto Rock, and pretty excited for that big day. But today's all about February 1st in Las Vegas, and looking forward to an upcoming announcement about our February 22nd game, which will be in San Diego. So we're excited about that.
And now, if anyone drives to Buffalo for the opener, you should probably hook them up with tickets too, Steve.
You know what? If you drive to Buffalo, I will buy you a hotel room first.
I love it.
All right, Steve, take care. Good stuff. Always good chatting with you.
All right, fellas. Talk to you soon.
All right, Steve Govett, president of the Seals. All right, now we are all here. About 30 minutes ago, it was just you.
Full panic.
And then
full
Hammer
panic.
Got here, and then Paul got here. And now I'm here. All here.
Once again, and I need to reiterate, we've got to get Hammer. You got to get on the board. You got to stay late. You got to get all these board lessons, because if that happens again, I don't know what we do.
Right. You said you went over to the board to see if you could figure out, and you said it could have been Chinese.
I've never used that system.
If you're Chinese, what do you say?
It looks like English.
It looks like English.
I'm looking at this board. And it looks like English.
It looks like English.
And I have no idea.
This looks like wide orbit.
Yeah, yeah, and again, I honestly, like, Entercom, it's a company-wide thing. No one uses wide orbit. Everybody uses Next Gen. I've used Next Gen for years. If it was Next Gen, it is two clicks, and I know how to at least stop. I wouldn't be able to play any elements or any songs or any drops, but I could have at least gotten us on the air. With wide orbit, I'm like, I'm not touching anything. Isn't that all like touch screen over there too?
Both.
Yeah. Both. Okay. Yeah.
It's got a mouse. I prefer the mouse.
Well,
but
see, so here's the thing. I wonder now, should I also learn how to run the board? I mean, why not? It's not going to hurt at this point. I should probably get a few lessons and just keep like a little piece of paper in case of emergency. This is what you do. I think, will you write that out? Will you type up, Paulie, like, in case of emergency, how to get the show on? And then we'll go through it together.
Knowledge is always a good thing.
It is. And I feel like, and I'm honestly, I'm you know, Paul deserves to have his ass chewed out, but it's my show too, and I should take some responsibility.
I think everyone who works pretty much in an office environment knows, though, the danger of learning things as well.
Because what's the danger?
Once you know something, all of a sudden, if there is an emergency, you're on the list. Oh, my God. Someone couldn't show up.
Hey, Woods, can you go run the board?
Woods, KSON needs someone to run the board overnight. We couldn't find anyone else. We know.
No.
We know that you can do that.
No. Yeah, ignorance is truly bliss sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But I do feel like, you know, a quick to-do list in case of emergency would be a good thing for us to have.
Yeah, I mean, I have one for, like, the whole show.
Yeah,
show. When I'm on vacation, yep, like, whoever runs the board then, it's like, all right, here's what we do during don't do this.
Let's do a
like
very
that.
Rudimentary rudimentary.
And honestly, it'd be easier if you just like took a video and I kind of just showed you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Save it on your phone.
Thursday night football last night was sloppy.
Awesome. It was awesome.
It was sloppy.
Kidding? It was great.
It was interesting, I'll say that, and somewhat satisfying, at least for me, at the end of the day. Although there was one element that made me sad. I will say that. One element that made me sad. We'll get into that when we come back. Plus, after a couple of days, we welcome back Hammer Time.
Yeah.
To the program, since Hammer is well and back with us. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on a Friday morning on 97.3 The Fan.
You're listening to San Diego's home for football. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
It is Football Friday. How about that?
It is.
Wake up and all of a sudden it's Football Friday on Ben and Woods. And I actually watched some football last night, Woodsy.
Did you watch football? I watched the entire game. I thought I was riveted. It was a phenomenal game. It was sloppy. You're right. There was a lot of flags. A lot of flags. But what more can you ask for than, you know, the game-winning drive, and then the Chargers still having a chance to come back? It was riveting for a Thursday night game.
It was, but it was a Thursday night game. Seemingly, every time there was a big play, there was a yellow flag on the field.
Yes.
And you wondered, is this coming back? No one could celebrate anything because you had to look around and go, is this really happening or is it coming back?
You're right. Seemingly every potential tide-turning play, there was a flag.
The Oakland Raiders defeated the Los Angeles Chargers, or as I like to call it last night on television, the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders beat the never-bleeping-going-to-be-the London Chargers.
Yeah.
26-24. And yeah, it was entertaining. It came down to the wire. I don't know whether it was Thursday night, it was the short week of preparation, or if there was something larger at stake. I don't remember Phillip Rivers ever looking as bad as he looked. I mean, he's made big mistakes in his career. Don't get me wrong. Every Chargers fan and former Chargers fan remembers critical fourth quarter interceptions and bad throws at bad times. It's plagued him throughout his career. But from an overall performance standpoint, overthrows, just missing receivers, turning in interceptions, three picks.
Could have been about five or six.
And then what had to be the worst-looking one-minute drill
ever
at the end of the game, I can even imagine, and I don't know whether to put the blame on Phillip Rivers, on the new play caller, Shane Steichen, who replaced Kevin Whitsunhut, the offensive coordinator, just a week and a half ago?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I didn't know who that was.
He's the quarterback's coach.
Shane Steichen. Steichen.
Yeah. I think he was a UNLV quarterback back in the day.
You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the Chargers were moving the ball really, really effectively on the ground. Extremely effectively. Melvin Gordon was finding huge holes, having nice runs. Eckler was amazing. So what do you do with a minute left and three timeouts, and you could have eaten, all you needed was a field goal to win it?
Right, because the Raiders had missed the extra point after they had gotten the go-ahead touchdown from Josh Jacobs just a few seconds earlier. So 26-24.
They don't run it one time.
Yeah, you have to get to field goal range to not just get to overtime, but to win the game.
And you've got Badgley, who's got a massive leg. They said he hit a 59-yarder, you know, earlier in the season. I mean, what are you doing? Phillip Rivers decides to go 0-for-7? Or
right.
Was it 0-for-8?
And again, I don't know
8.
If it was entirely Phillip. There were no, like, short passing calls, you know, get that offense. They kept just trying to push it deep every single play. It didn't work, and it was as bad a looking a one-minute drill as I've ever seen. And like I said, I don't know whether to blame the play calling, the fact that it was just Thursday night and the team, you know, less time to recover, less time to prepare, or if there is something amiss about Phillip Rivers, that he's getting old, he's starting to lose effectiveness. I hate to make any judgments after just one game, but it's certainly something to look at. Here's a Phillip after the loss to the Raiders last night.
We had 8 snaps and went 0 yards. Sums it up.
Sums it up.
That was his answer.
It does. Right on. I mean, look, I think everybody, you know, if you hate the Chargers, You loved that outcome last night. If you like the Chargers, you're extremely frustrated with that outcome because you tried to give that game away in the first quarter, and the Raiders wouldn't let you do it. Anytime the Raiders did anything worthwhile, it was called back on a penalty. The Raiders tried to sabotage themselves 1,000 times with, and not just penalties, dumb penalties, personal fouls, hitting out of bounds, you know, all kinds of terrible, terrible, you know, rally-killing, momentum-killing calls that went against the Raiders. They tried to give it to you, and you couldn't take it. And you've got all those weapons. They have so many weapons on the Chargers. And you go out and you lay that turd in a game you had to have and a game that you should have had. I mean, the Raiders tried to give it away. They tried to. So, yeah, if you're a Charger fan still, look, I'm not here to rip on you. You root for who you want. But you've got to be pulling your hair out, that especially that last minute.
Well, yeah, and you had you're coming off a performance against the Packers.
You look like world beaters.
Yeah, you really took it to one of the better teams in football.
Yeah.
You dominated play at the line of scrimmage. You just looked like you wanted it more, and you were still running the ball pretty effectively. I mean, Melvin Gordon at times looked as good as I've seen Melvin Gordon in a long time. I mean, he was hard to bring down for that Raiders defense. Had his first 100-yard game of the season, 108 rushing yards. Yet, as you said, Woodsy, when they had the chance with a minute left and three timeouts, which really is when you think about it, is a beautiful situation to be in if you're an NFL team on offense, because it does open up the entire playbook. You can call a draw run and pick up 8 yards and call a timeout. You can throw a screen pass, short passes, long passes, outs. You can go use the sideline. You can use the middle of the field.
Yeah.
There's really nothing the defense can just say, well, they don't have any timeouts, so we know they're going to have to work the sideline. We don't have to worry about the middle. We don't have to worry about the run. They weren't in that situation, but the Chargers played it like they had no timeouts, like they only had 30 seconds, and that like they needed a touchdown in that situation. None of that was the case. And, yeah, it's embarrassing, as River said. 8 plays, 0 yards.
Zero.
They got bailed out on the first fourth down by a penalty call that was, you know, a little bit iffy to begin with. And I just wondered, you know, what was the story last night with Phillip Rivers? Because he's had plenty of losses where he can kind of, you know, he'll wear it and say, hey, this is a team loss, and it's as much on me as it is on anyone else. He knows a lot of the times it wasn't on him. He wasn't the reason they lost those games, but yesterday he knows that a lot of other guys did their jobs and he didn't do
Correct.
His job at the end of the day. And I think that's why
that's
why he sounded so frustrated in that soundbite we just played. I mean, listen to his voice, how disgusted he kind of was, I think, with himself.
We had 8 snaps and went 0 yards, went 0 yards. Sums it up.
Yeah, you said at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, too. I mean, the guy was sailing passes.
Right, first quarter, know. 2 interceptions, first quarter, had one, a third interception that was called back on a penalty.
Yeah, pick 6. I mean, just brutal throws, too. And spent a lot of the night, you know, panicked by a defense that up until that point had been pretty pedestrian. Not a lot of takeaways, not a lot of pressure. You know, and they had Phillip Rivers, happy feet, slinging it around the field, you know, just kind of throwing ducks out there. And credit to the Raiders, credit to John Gruden. You see him after the game running around, slapping five with all the people in the stands. That was really cool. How do you not like John Gruden? It's really, really tough to do.
And the Raiders are now sitting with a legitimate shot of making the playoffs here in the AFC as we run into the second half of the season at 5-4. I wouldn't call them a favorite by any stretch of the imagination, but now they've got the tiebreaker advantage over the Chargers right now in the AFC West. They have a winning record. They have some momentum, some confidence going into the second half of the season. And as we said earlier, even after the consecutive wins over the Bears and the Packers, the Chargers had no room for error, and they are essentially done. They're 4-6. The only way you guarantee likely a spot in the playoffs now is by winning your last 6 in a row. Get to 10-6.
Mama see.
9-7 could do it. I mean, 8-8's not going to do it, so 9-7 could do it. They have 2 games left against the Chiefs. They got to play the Vikings still. They get another one against the Raiders. They're at the Jaguars, at the Broncos.
It's Jaguars.
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 I do like
that. The Jaguars.
Ready to buy a luxury car again.
They're done. They're cooked. It's terrible.
So ultimately, this will go down as a season that the pundits all said was going to be a big one for the Chargers, and ultimately will leave them probably out of the playoffs and maybe looking for a new head coach at the end of the year.
Possibly. It'd be, you know, somebody's got to take the fall. But, man, it was that last drive. I really it would be with three timeouts remaining. You know how much time a minute plus three timeouts is? It's all the time in the world for a veteran team like that with the weapons, that with Hunter Henry and Austin Eckler and Melvin Gordon and Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. I mean, go down the list of all the guys you have that you can get the ball to in a situation where all you need, they started on the 25. You know, they needed to get to the 40. They needed to get to the Raiders 40. That's it. That's all you had to do. You had a minute to do it, and you're ripping off 15, 20-yard runs against that defense all night. And you don't call one running play. They got four men in the box. Oakland does. They're rushing four every time. And they're still putting pressure on Rivers, and he's still throwing up ducks. Yeah. It was insane.
And ultimately, well, I think Anthony Lynn was an upgrade over Mike McCoy. Not that that's the highest bar to ever leap over as a head coach. His lack of being able to get on the same page with Ken Whisenhunt for a few years and the fallout now, even with the injuries this year, that are a bit of a legitimate excuse. To me, it is worthy of at least being on the hot seat now here at the end of the season.
Love the hot seat on this show, don't we?
There's no way he can be confident that he's coming back.
Is Paul Reindl on the hot seat for being late today?
That's a good poll.
No. That's a good poll.
He's got a good hat. He's got a good hat on today.
He does. He's got brown and yellow today.
He's ready to go
for tomorrow.
He said he got
ready
dressed
to go for the unveiling tomorrow.
He said he got dressed in the dark, basically, though.
I'm excited about tomorrow.
I am too, I am too. I'm really excited about this unveiling.
And I was thinking about it the other day. Padres are going to have their new uniform unveiling. How often in pro sports does a team literally change its primary color? It doesn't happen that often.
Well, if you're the Padres, it happens every 4 years.
That's true. Hey,
they changed their uniforms, but they've only changed the color once, really, in franchise history. So, now that it'll be twice.
Really?
It went from brown to blue in the 90s.
Now
they're going back from blue to brown now.
But they're mostly white.
Well,
the schemes have changed.
The schemes have changed. Yeah, the primary.
A lot of teams tweak things every few years so they can sell new merchandise.
We've had completely new uniforms, just the same colors.
But, yeah, totally new colors now, are, I would say, fairly rare in pro sports.
Yeah, I agree, too. You guys saw, I'm sure, not just the one leak of the one jersey, right?
Like I saw one where they had, the alternates.
So, if that's it, bro, I'm good. They look, if that's it, but you guys still see there's still some blue camo. In that mock-up, they still have like a blue. Like, why have any blue at all? Unless you're going to that old World Series jersey.
Well, the camos are for the military, so they have the Marine one and the Navy one, and the Marine one is kind of the more of the green, darker color one, and the Navy one's the blue camo. That's what the Navy officers wear.
So when they wear
them on Sunday,
those
are
kind of untouchable.
Yeah, they're not. They're not really themed with the team colors. They've been themed with the military colors.
You said Navy. I'm like, yeah, I know Navy blue, but you mean the actual
United States Navy.
Navy, right?
Those are the digital camouflage colors, like when they're not the dress uniforms, but the casual when they're going out on missions and stuff. That's what they'll wear.
I got you. But if that's really a leak, and that's what we're looking at next year, there were eight, I believe, renditions.
I don't believe that 100%. I think partly
I'm not believing anything.
Yeah, I think partly it's extrapolated from things we have seen. Things. I mean, we've seen the hat. Yeah, Jace Tingler put it on at the press conference. We've certainly seen the colors. We've seen the Swinging Friar logo coming back. So we know some of these things, and anyone can put together some mock-ups based on some of the things they've seen already.
So what are you going to buy? You going to get a new hat?
Well, I'll have to get a new hat.
Now, we've had this discussion on Twitter, but I wear a lot of black. And I'm going to look like an ass clown with a black shirt. You know me, black shirt, black pants. Dark brown hat. But I guess that's what you do, right?
It's not super bright, maybe they'll just think it's a black hat.
Do I have to get brown pants and now a bunch of brown V-necks and just, instead of like, now I'll just be brown guy? Is brown still slimming like black is?
Should be, right?
Should be.
Dark
I would think. Well, whatever. Yeah, I'm really happy that Hammer's back because that means we have time for this now.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
By the way, Hammer, solid voicemail message yesterday.
Very good, dude. Oh, yeah, we played it.
To prove your illness. We all were very convinced you were, in fact, sick.
I was. I was definitely sick. It wasn't fun. But I'm back. And thanks to my mom, I got a shout out to my mom for the past 2 days because I couldn't really move. I was really ill. You know, I couldn't control my body temperature. You know how the flu works.
I do.
So anyways, you know, part of the way my mom takes care of me is she'd go out and, like, get me food.
Sponge bath?
No. Oh, chill out.
All right.
Anyways. So she'd go and get me food. And this is a very tricky thing because, like, my mom's done this basically my entire life. Like, there's some places where, like, if you were to go get food there, you cannot bring it back because it's just not the same. You have to eat it right then and there.
Fair enough.
Like, In-N-Out fries. 100%. Don't even think about
bringing those home. Yeah, it's worthless.
On the topic of fries, McDonald's fries also cannot bring those home.
Fair.
But she brought Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A fries and their food can travel miles. I'm telling you what, I think it's the greatest place. And it just kind of got me thinking about other places that you can kind of just travel the distance with.
The food that travels the best. Nothing really...
Like fast food?
Yeah.
Yeah, like fast food.
Like if your mom's coming home, and it's not like, oh, I'm going on a road trip. This is going to be in the car for 2 hours. I'll eat it later. Like, this is mom's coming home from work.
Traffic.
I got 20 minutes. Yeah.
Listen, it's not hard to do... What sucks? Like,
if anybody says In-N-Out, I will punch them. If it
In-N-Out doesn't travel at all. I mean, and really, I think it's the point of Hammer Time. Like right now, in my
mind,
I'm like,
have you seen those crazy people though who will try to take In-N-Out across the country? Remember
that? Yeah, remember that girl?
That girl who dropped one in New York City, and there ended up an In-N-Out burger on the streets of New York, and everyone was going, "How did this get here? This shouldn't be here. This is weird. What's going on?"
But there's no fast food that travels well, like Taco Bell. If you get Taco Bell and then take it the 15 minutes to your home, it's hideous.
I don't know. A double-double, my mom would drive 25 minutes with it, and I eat it at home. And yeah, of course, it's not the same. You don't get that crispiness of the bun,
yeah.
But it tastes delicious because of the solid
It's edible. Yeah, it's still
pizza
edible.
Pizza is the ultimate
pizza
travels well food,
yep.
Because it actually, you can't even eat it for the first 15 minutes.
Because it's so hot.
Too hot.
Yeah.
And then it's still good when it gets kind of cold or room temperature. There's really no bad way to eat pizza. It can sit out for a couple of hours and still, yeah, I'll still grab and eat that piece that's sitting there. It's okay. So to me, pizza is the travel food.
One of my best friends up in Seattle, he used to live here for like 2 years, so he knows a lot of the spots down here. The rare times that I fly up there, he will pick me up from the airport, but he says, you have to go to Trujillo's by SDSU and get me this burrito on the way to the airport. Put it in your bag and fly it up to Seattle so that he can have this amazing San Diego Mexican burrito.
That's the biggest pain in the ass I've ever heard in my entire life.
No, I told you the story of what my mom does for her brother every Christmas. They used to live here, and they love, you know, Roberto's Carne Asada burritos.
Yeah.
She buys them, packs them in dry ice.
Now, that's different. No.
And ships them up to the Bay Area every Christmas so that they can have... Carne Asada burritos like Christmas morning.
I would not carry food on a plane for somebody for any amount. And I think honestly, like I'm steadfast in this. If you bring food like that on a plane, you're a huge, huge a-hole.
Oh, I
like,
definitely left it in the bag.
A-hole.
Now, there was a guy, I remember one of the last times I was on a plane, this guy went to the food court after the security and all that and like got Panda Express or
Love
something.
Panda.
Just a huge mess of Panda Express and just busted open halfway through the flight.
What
so
a,
the entire
what a,
plane.
What a clown.
Which the smell of orange chicken, at least 10 aisles. It's just wafting.
What a,
yeah,
what a clown.
Everyone's just like, really, dude, we're all eating crackers and
yeah,
like
we're having
little cups of soda.
We're having
a shot.
We're
soda.
Having a ginger ale, and I'm just trying to enjoy my flight without smelling butthole smell throughout the plane. The worst I ever smelled was Popeye's chicken. A guy got on the plane with Popeye's chicken, and I was, I couldn't hide my contempt. I was just looking at him doing the...
so you get stabbed over that. All right, last
True.
Question on this because you brought it up. What's your go-to order for your drink on the airplane? Because everyone has a different one, and it's always... It's rarely what you order in real life. It's like I get tonic water. I don't know why.
You are a psychopath.
I do. I always order a tonic water. Who? On the plane.
How do you go about that?
With no gin or anything?
No.
Just tonic. And you never drink it out?
I don't drink it anywhere else. But
just
plane.
Yet another piece falls in the wall of Ben Higgins.
I can see him sitting next to Shelly, and he's like, I'm going to go a little crazy today. She's like, oh, what? Like champagne? A glass of wine? He goes, no. Just wait. It
settles my stomach well in a plane.
I'll have tonic.
I agree with me, but ginger ale, you just said.
I do ginger ale and apple juice.
But you don't drink that elsewhere.
I love apple juice. I don't. Right. But I don't go home and drink ginger ale. What do you
hammer
get on a plane?
I get water and ice. Yeah, I'm not a weirdo.
People that get coffee on the plane, too, I'm like, settle down. Just stop. You don't need coffee on the plane. It's lapping up over the edge. You're sitting next to me. I'm like, come on. People are such pains in the asses at all times.
I don't get anything different drink-wise.
No.
I get a Diet Coke, and then luckily sometimes you get the full can instead of a shot that they give you. And
now,
then,
do you make your plane on time, though, when you travel, or are you usually late?
All
right, nice. let's go to break. Or, good job, Hammer.
Thanks.
Paul, you forgot the stop Hammer time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was late for
waiting
that, too,
for it.
I guess.
Waiting for
just
it.
Just wait.
Hammer time.
There we go.
All right, it is Trainwreck Friday. We are
we're on it.
Fully
we're on
in it
today.
When we come back.
He thought I forgot, by the way.
You know, I saw an interesting piece on ESPN.com about quarterbacks who've never made the Super Bowl. Got a better question, though, I want to ask you guys that I saw last night. So that's coming up next. Ben Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.